Ag Disaster Declaration approved. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
You know, in these counties that have been affected, we've seen anywhere from a 30 to 50% loss in many of our crop areas. So it is worth it for a farmer to explore what assistance may be available to him at his local Farm Service Agency office.
Tennessee Department of Agriculture spokesman Tom Womack speaking on the disaster declaration that was recently approved by Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. That declaration brings the total number of counties eligible for assistance to 14. Those counties include Benton, Bledsoe, Blount, Carroll, Greene, Loudoun, McMinn, Meigs, Monroe, Roane, Warren, and Weakley counties. Knox and Sumner counties were declared disasters last month.
Well, we've seen a wide range of weather this year in Tennessee agriculture all across the state, beginning with the floods in late spring and May that really impacted our corn production early on. And then it turned off where we ended the season in a severe drought in many areas. But it's not been just one geographical area. It's been several counties across the state.
And the latest disaster declaration is all associated with the summer drought and excessive heat. The secretarial disaster designation makes farmers in primary and adjoining counties eligible to apply for low-interest loans and supplemental farm payments through their local USDA Farm Service Agency.
Both East and Middle Tennessee and West Tennessee have counties that that are now primary designated counties, but there's some 31 counties that automatically qualify for federal assistance as a result of being joining counties to these primary counties.
And Tom Womack says most likely some more counties will be requested by Governor Bredesen to be declared disasters. Another tough weather year for our farmers. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.